You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Goes into effect and sanctions against the Islamic Republic are lifted. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry is praising diplomacy after the release of the sailors. Kerry also thanked Tehran today for its cooperation in swiftly resolving this matter. This is USA Radio News.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10. Limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Of all the people running for president this year, only one has actually defended your right to keep and bear arms in the nation's highest courts. When Washington, D.C. tried to strip its residents of their rights under the Second Amendment, Ted Cruz assembled a coalition of 31 states to support those rights. Action, not talk. That is Ted Cruz. Isn't that what you want from a president?
The Victory 2016 Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
The president slipped in a surprising admission in the State of the Union address. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
President Obama's final State of the Union address is being panned as a hyperpartisan rallying speech rather than an attempt to bring the nation together. Ironically, at one point in his speech, the president appeared to admit he had driven the country further apart after he promised during his initial campaign to bring it together.
It's one of the few regrets of my presidency that the rancor and suspicion between the parties has gotten worse instead of better. I have no doubt a president with the gifts of Lincoln or Roosevelt might have better bridged the divide.
The president went on to say it isn't just his job to stop dividing the country, but everyone's job. I'm Jason Wirt.
Coming up, we'll hear from the Republicans. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is being moved from cell to cell as a precaution to keep him from escaping again. Mexican Marines captured the leader of the Sinaloa drug cartel last week, 6 months after he escaped through a mile-long tunnel that ran right up under his cell. This is USA Radio News.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus, get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Not exactly equal time, but Republicans issued a response to Obama's State of the Union address. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
The president's record has often fallen far short of his soaring words.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley delivering the official Republican response to President Obama's final State of the Union address, saying the president's policies have left the U.S. economically vulnerable and less safe in the face of a growing terrorist threat. Haley saying the U.S. has an opportunity for a new direction and urges Americans to go Republican in the 2016 presidential election.
We would recognize the importance of the separation of powers and honor the Constitution in its entirety. And yes, that includes the Second and Tenth Amendments.
In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump is firing back after President Obama appeared to take a swipe at him during last night's State of the Union address. Interviewed on Fox and Friends, the Republican presidential candidate said Obama is living in a fantasy land because he doesn't mention radical Islamic terrorism, and if you never talk about it, you're never going to solve the problem. During last night's speech, Obama said it's wrong when politicians insult Muslims as if it doesn't make us safer and betrays who we are as a country. The Rams are pulling up stakes in St. Louis and heading for Hollywood. NFL.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another edition, 2016, of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our show today is all about trends for 2016. We're going to take messages from social media and questions and talk about them on air. And we also give you an opportunity to call in live in our studios. It's now 2:06 Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to call us at Modern Design here at Tunnerton Chamber Radio Studios in Flemington, New Jersey, the phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. We'll take a commercial message, and we will be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And welcome back to Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Let's take a look at the weather. It currently says, National Weather Service is telling me that there's fair skies at 28 degrees. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 29. Tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of 15 degrees. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 35. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 26. On Friday, it's going to be partly sunny, then slight chance of rain with a high of 45. On Friday night, there's an 80% chance of rain with a low of 35. Saturday, rain is mostly likely 60% and a high of 45. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 28. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 36 degrees. So it looks like we're really back into winter and we have to sort of settle in. And, you know, the month is going pretty fast, though. We're almost at halfway through the month. So that's always a good thing, I think, especially in the month of January. Not so good in the month of June or July. Welcome to Modern Design 2016 Design Dilemmas. Again, our phone lines are open. If you'd like to call in, it's 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. Today we're going to be doing something a little bit different on the show. We're going to be continuing what we had done this morning on Modern Design this morning. We're going to be talking about trends for decorating for 2016. I brought in a bunch of trade magazines, and we're going to talk about trends, things that I'm seeing out there actually in market. When you go out in the stores, what are you seeing? What's out there? All right, so I'm going to start by taking a look at a couple of notes that I made before of trends that I'm seeing. And one of the trends that I'm seeing is lots of navy blue as an accent color. It's one of the few accent colors that are very vibrant. A lot of the colors in 2016 happen to be very soft. So navy blue happens to be a very popular accent color for 2016. And I'm seeing it in a lot of these magazines that I've cut out and brought in for you, in rugs, in accessories, and a lot in drapes. A lot of panel drapes I see are navy. A lot of rugs are have a graphic print to them, and lots of pillows in whites and navy blues. I'm seeing that a lot. I'm also seeing very very simple lines. In fact, this one periodical talks about 2016 as a return to simplicity. It said, inspired by traditional Japanese interiors, the new interiors for 2016 tend to be beautiful but simple. Shots of safari style with indigo and white perfectly balanced together. So we're seeing on trend a natural look, and navy is definitely a strong color for 2016. If I continue to look further, I'm seeing bedrooms. I have a bunch of bedrooms here, and the bedrooms seem to have a commonality, and that is that They all have no footboard. I'm not seeing any bedrooms in any of the magazines that I've looked at or online with footboards. They're all upholstered headboards. This particular shot happens to be a gray headboard, but not real high. This one happens to be sort of a low headboard in a linen-looking fabric in a medium-tone gray. And really beautiful bedding. One of the trends for 2016 is that we're going to see very great sheets, very high-quality sheets for the year. Very simple bedspread on top that's done in navy and sort of just a very simple graphic white flower, but a large statement. So one of the trends is going to see we're going to see beautiful sheets, high-quality sheets, and simple bed frames with an upholstered headboard. Also on trend, showing me rugs using texture. This happens to be, in this particular shot, a gray tone-on-tone borderless rug with lots of simple sort of off-white, sort of grayish-white walls, or grayish as we've been calling it, and hardwood floors. And the hardwood floors have sort of a white wash over them. And then beautiful navy blue and white bedding and an upholstered headboard and sort of a gray linen fabric. Next trend that we're seeing is sofas that have a very recessed arm. The furniture tends this year to be a little bit more streamlined. So we're seeing either an English rolled arm or a knife edge. We're seeing pillows that are... that are connected to the sofa, not detached pillows. Not a lot of ornamentation, but we are seeing pillows as ornamentation. And in most of the things that I've collected for this week's show has a contrasting throw color. Another trend. Again, we're seeing hardwood floors, not dark. None of the periodicals that I picked up for today's show had dark hardwood floors. This has almost sort of a whitish looking floor again. On trend for 2016. The boards are of random size. They have a whitewash to them on the hardwood floor. There's, again, a gray area rug that has a tone-on-tone border in this case. The walls, again, are sort of a grayish. That is what we talked about in the morning show, a gray-beige combination, a very pale color, and a very streamlined sofa. And I also do see some natural influences. There's some bamboo here in a pot and things that are have a lot of natural elements. The next article is about Belgian linen, and that linens are going to be very important this year, that we get really nice quality bedding. Simple looking. There seems to be two influences. One is sort of an Asian influence, and two is natural. We're seeing a lot of natural elements, whether it be leaves or branches in the bedding. All right, we're coming up to our first couple of commercials, and I'll be back with more of Modern Design.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. What we've been doing today's show is a little bit different. We do have some calls and some information with questions from social media, but I wanted to focus today's show as a continuation of our morning show on trends for 2016. And if you're just tuning in at this point, we've been talking about some trends that I've been seeing. I've collected a lot of my different resources for design, a lot of the different companies that I deal with and vendor catalogs for 2016, and write-ups from different blogs and websites on what we're seeing. A repeat of what from the earlier segment we talked about is that navy blue happens to be a very strong color for 2016 as the strong accent color. We're seeing it again in rugs. We're seeing it in pillows. We're seeing it in draperies. Navy blue is very, very strong. And then we talked about bedding, the upholstered headboard continuing to be prominent in light grays and beige tones, and that sheets are very important this year, that we're seeing sheets that are higher quality, beautifully printed sheets. Belgian linen is very popular this year. Really quality cotton is very popular, but beautiful bedding, very important in the year. The next thing that I'm seeing on trend, and this happens to be in Pottery Barn, in West Elm, in Williams-Sonoma Home, and some other catalogs that I've received, is a return of gold and brass finishes. In fact, in the West Elm wedding registry, one of the first pictures I have is flatware that's in a gold finish. And I think there's going to be a return. It may take a while, but I think there's going to be a return to brass finishes. I was in the city the other day and I saw, again, a table setting and there was brass involved. There was lots of blues again and brass. So I wonder if that's something that's on trend. Natural elements, it says here with the wedding registry. I see beautiful linens here. Also on trend for 2016 is supposed to be fine dishes. People are going to be looking for fine dishes. In the years past, it was flatware that was important. They say, in addition, people are going to be looking for fine dishes. So I see beautiful dishes here, gold flatware, and beautiful linens, actual linen itself being very important. Under the dining room page here, I have some notes. We're seeing a change in chandeliers, and we're seeing a lot of clear chandeliers where you see through to a decorative bulb. And the number of dining rooms I have here, this one happens to have a very simple table. And another thing that I'm seeing is benches in more casual dining rooms, that there's a bench on each side. This one happens to have a very pretty table. Let's see what kind of finish it is in here. Looks like some sort of probably an oak, beautifully done with very straight lines. And it just has a very simple benches. I actually did this myself in a dining area in a home that I'm working in Tewksbury, New Jersey. And we opted not to do chairs, and we did benches on each side. So we have the simple line. And, of course, they have an upholstered bench and in a gray linen fabric, very sharp looking. And then the light fixture for this dining room is an orb. It's a round glass, which is beautifully finished. And then there's a decorative light bulb, one of those Edison bulbs with a filament in it, and then a lighting rod that comes down, and that's done in the silver. So I am seeing in all the trade magazines and all my books and online orbs or round clear fixtures where the bulb is exposed. So that's definitely another thing I've seen a lot of. I'm also seeing draperies in particular are back. Lots of rooms, even casual rooms, where they have panel drapes on either side. Not necessarily an under-treatment, but the drapes are as tall as they possibly can be. And they're very flush with the floor. Sometimes they bend over just a little bit, but no puddling. But single panel draperies on each side of the window. And I'm also seeing that the hardware this year is being hung just where the drapery is. So if normally you'd have a 36-inch window, the rod normally would hang in between both sides. I'm seeing in a lot of my magazines a repeated look where they're hanging the drapery, just the width of the bar, just the width of each stationary panel. So it's another thing that seems to be on trend. A repeat of natural elements. I'm seeing a lot of seagrass rugs, a lot of things that look very natural. And again, a combination of using grays, blues, and a little bit of tans. Another color that I'm seeing a lot on trend besides navy blue is sort of an aqua blue. And we talked about this on Modern Design this morning, that teals and aqua blues are very, very popular right now. In fact, there's about three or four rooms here, many of them bedrooms I see done using the teal color mixed with blue. One example is a bedroom, again, an upholstered headboard done in gray, and then the bedding is all done in whites and then a teal blue color. I'm seeing, as far as prints are concerned, geometrics, a lot of beautiful geometric shapes. In bedding and lots of texture, and definitely teal or an aqua blue is a very popular color, aqua blue and gray. Now, again, when it comes to lighting, I'm seeing new shapes, not so many chandeliers with arms, but more, again, clear chandeliers. I have a company here who has a whole series of light fixtures that are done in acrylic, believe it or not. They have nice shapes, not arms, on the fixtures, but sort of contemporary shapes, but not over the top. A lot of them tend to be orbs, like round circles or tiered chandeliers. But the bulb is shown in all the chandeliers I'm looking at. The bulb is exposed, and it's they're Edison bulbs, and they have that beautiful filament to them. I see dining rooms being used, but the dining rooms have a more casual feel to them. I see a lot of white dishes, both square and round. I see beautiful wine glasses. That was on our list when we had Patty Dewey with us last week. She's one of the things for 2016 was very good wine glasses and dishes. And I'm seeing beautiful Rydell wine glasses. A very simple table. No, there's a sideboard, but no china cabinet. China cabinets are definitely out. And I noticed that in a lot of these that I pulled up examples of dining rooms, the rug is small. And I talked about in the morning show as well. Rugs are going to be a little bit, not only are they going to be simpler, but they're going to be smaller in the space. And this particular example of this dining room has a lot of natural elements. The walls are done in actually a tan color. There's a beautiful sideboard. There's some Asian influences. There's a very simple texture rug. The color of the wood in the room, it varies, but it's sort of a neutral mid-tone, And the boards vary in size, so that's something that I've been seeing as well. So something to keep in mind as being on trend for 2016. Okay, let's look at family rooms. One of the things that I've seen on trend for 2016 is a very simplified looking to your fireplace. Brick is usually whitewashed. I'm seeing a lot of whitewashed brick. I see a lot of original brick being replaced with stone and very simple mantles, either a ledge, a shelf, or a beam of some sorts, very simple and unadorned. Again, lots of area rugs, but the area rugs I noticed for 2016, they're all almost look undersized. They're just within the context of the furniture and a lot more hardwood floors exposed. Another color combination I've been seeing a lot so far is the combination of navy blue with pops of orange, which is something that I've always liked. Like a really rich orange, not a bright orange, but a really rich orange persimmon color with navy blue. And that's something I'm seeing as well. I'm seeing a lot of the things that I printed here, a lot of area rugs that are just texture or tones. I'm not seeing anything formal. The look for 2016 seems to be very casual. Now, here's another trend that I'm seeing here, and more than three of the different vendors are showing or casing chairs that swivel. And we talked about that also in the morning show. Swivel chairs are very popular right now, now done in a much more contemporary light. It also says to me here, Chesterfield sofas, that look where the sofa is very tufted. Chesterfield sofas back are both in contemporary and traditional look. And we're seeing them in leather, but we're also seeing them in fabric. Linen is very popular, and we're seeing Chesterfield sofas returning. Now, I have an article here from Sherwin-Williams. This morning we focused in our morning show a lot on Benjamin Moore, of some of the popular colors that they're showing for 2016. And the first one, like Benjamin Moore, happens to be a white. It's called Eider White. It's E-I-D-E-R, Eider White. It's Sherwin-Williams color 7014. It's called Eider White. And it's sort of a soft white. It doesn't have any yellow or gray in it. But it's sort of, I would say, similar to Benjamin Moore Simply White, which is the color of the year. So again, whites are on trend. And next to that, as one of the popular colors for 2016, is Sherwin-Williams Realist Beige. And that happens to be what we talked about in the morning show. That's a grayish. It's sort of a combination of gray and beige. It's called Realist, R-E-A-L-I-S-T, Beige. And it's Sherwin-Williams 6079, a popular color on their palette. Another color that they're predicting is going to be a hot color for 2016 is called Rare Gray. And that's Sherwin-Williams color number, make sure I read this right, is 6199 Rare Gray. And they're predicting that as a popular color. And then, like we talked about, the Caribbean or warm blue or teal tones, they have two teal tones that they like a lot. One of them is called Waterscape, and Waterscape is Sherwin-Williams color 6470. It's sort of a very light blue-green color, a little bit more on the green side, I would say, but definitely a water or a blue color. And then Moody Blue is another color that they're recommending for 2016, which is Sherwin-Williams SW6221 as another very popular color. And then, as I said previously, pops of orange or coral with navy blue are popular, and they're recommending a color called Caribbean Coral, which is a really strong orange color. It's Sherwin-Williams 2854 Caribbean Coral, and then they're recommending a navy called Oceanside, and Oceanside is Sherwin-Williams 6496. So Sherwin-Williams, similar to Benjamin Moore, has a similar palette. Of course, the names are different, and the shadings are slightly different, but there seems to be a commonality with the color of the year being a white tone, than a grayish or a gray and beige, than a more middle of the road gray, a pop of a coral or orange, teals, and navy blue. So I think we have some really good ideas for 2016. We're going to go to news right now, and I'll be back shortly with more 2016 predictions and ideas right here on Modern Design on 100 Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Melody Marquette.
One of the boats had engine failure, drifted into Iranian waters. The Iranians picked up both boats, as we have picked up Iranian boats that needed to be rescued.
The Pentagon says the 10 U.S. sailors who had been held by Iraq are now free. Vice President Joe Biden tells CBS this morning that the U.S. did not apologize to Iran for the boats coming into Iranian waters.
When you have a problem with the boat, you apologize the boat had a problem? No. There was no looking for any apology. Okay. This was just standard nautical practice.
The Navy sailors were in two small boats traveling from Kuwait to Bahrain when they were detained by Iran's Revolutionary Guards yesterday and questioned overnight. Shortly after the word of the situation broke, Iran's foreign minister reportedly told Secretary of State John Kerry that the sailors would be released promptly. Their capture came just days before the landmark deal on Iran's nuclear program is due to take effect. This is USA Radio News.
Of all the people running for president this year, only one has actually defended your right to keep and bear arms in the nation's highest courts. When Washington, D.C. tried to strip its residents of their rights under the Second Amendment, Ted Cruz assembled a coalition of 31 states to support those rights. Action, not talk. That is Ted Cruz. Isn't that what you want from a president?
The Victory 2016 Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
One conservative commentator is calling the president's final State of the Union a failure. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
One conservative critic of President Obama said the State of the Union address was little more than a lecture of America. Scotty Nell Hughes told USA Radio News, the president almost treated the American people like disobedient children.
Well, this just shows the total disconnect. This entire speech was about the total disconnect this president was. It wasn't a speech sitting there praising the American people. It was more like it was an admonishment. It was more like he was belittling. He was more sitting there scolding Congress for not going along with his policies.
You said the president's speech was filled with half-truths and some flat-out lies. I'm Jason Wirt.
Bernie Sanders says Chelsea Clinton's claim that he wants to get rid of Obamacare is absolutely wrong. The Democratic presidential hopeful told CNN that while he admires Chelsea, she hasn't read his health care plan. Chelsea said Sanders wants to scrap the Affordable Care Act and switch to a single-payer system. This is USA Radio News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wildlife activists are celebrating a major victory. More from USA's Tammy Rose.
Hong Kong has announced it is phasing out of the sale of ivory.
We'll take steps to ban totally the sale of ivory in Hong Kong.
There are more than 400 licensed ivory traders in Hong Kong. The dealers insist they are following the rules and buying and selling from a stockpile of ivory from elephants that were killed before 1989. However, an investigation showed that some of the dealers may have been laundering ivory poached after 1989. I'm Tammy Rose.
The Rams are moving to Hollywood. St. Louis Board of Aldermen President Louis Reed said he urges the city to seek another pro football team.
St. Louis is a great city, and we still make a great NFL, a great place for an NFL franchise. So I think we should make sure to keep our options open and keep working to get an NFL franchise here.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made it official yesterday after league owners approved the St. Louis franchise's return to Los Angeles by a 30-2 vote. The Rams will play in a temporary stadium, possibly the Los Angeles Coliseum, until the new stadium is ready in 2019. And Uber is adding a new feature to make the rides pass more enjoyable, if not more quickly. It's called Trip Experiences, and it lets third-party app developers send content and notifications to passengers who have given their permission. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our show today is all about trends for 2016 to make your home more beautiful and to be more in style. If you'd like more information from me or would like me to come out and visit, we're doing a winter special. I will come out to your home for a flat fee of $199 and give you terrific decorating ideas. You can ask me questions about any room or all the rooms in your house. And it's sort of a quick one-off to get you started on the right track. So feel free to call me. I'm located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, but you can always reach me at 908-884-0770. We're continuing to talk about design trends for 2016. Our phone lines are open, 908-237-0410. I'm going to go to a different source now. I just came from the, before break, we talked about the colors that Sherwin-Williams is recommending for 2016. And to recap, it was a white, a nice warm white color, a medium tone gray, a couple of teal blue colors, which we talked about. There was a really rich coral color, which was more of an orange as a pop of orange, and then navy. So I have to say they're pretty on the money with that. I'm seeing that in decorating. For wall color, I'm seeing most of these grays, the gray beiges, but the other colors that they are recommending, I'm seeing in more or less accessories or accent colors. So I think they're pretty on the money with that. All right, so I'm going to go to another source here for 2016 and see what they're predicting. One of the things that they're predicting is painted pieces of furniture. And I am seeing that as well. In this particular article, it says painted furniture coexisting with stained furniture. And I'm looking at some of the pictures that I cut for today's show. And in this case, I see some stained pieces of furniture. And then the coffee table is sort of painted a distressed white tone. The walls are a gray beige tone, a nice gray beige tone. And I see a very simple sofa with very straight lines. I do see a nice comfortable sitting chair. I see a sisal rug in this. And then I see some accessories that have the navy blue in them. And I see some cobalt blue glass. So I think the blue is going to be a very strong accent color this year. And then some natural elements. I see some orbs or circles there. And then they're made out of wood. And the coffee table, again, is a painted finish, a white paint finish in the space. Some of the prints that they're suggesting, one is they say geometric. So I see some different geometric patterns here done in shades of indigos, grays, blues, and then some orange. And elephants. They say elephants are going to be a popular element. And I see some animal prints here as well. I see a zebra print, but the zebra print is done in like a charcoal gray and white, and then one that looks like it's almost like a leaf, a very large leaf. So we're seeing that inspired look of nature as well. Here I have some other dining room tables cut out. Now, this dining room table is a little bit different because this one happens to be dark, and it actually does have chairs. But the table has sort of a bench look to it. It has sort of like a crisscross, an X kind of a look. And it's saying here one of the trends is X-based tables. So almost like the look of a picnic table, if you will. Much less formal looking, I should say. With very simple chairs, and it shows here that the chandelier is a series of orbs or different clear round bulbs that show the filament or show the bulb, And then the room is sort of a tanny gray tone, but the pops are the navy blue, and there's some cobalt blue glass and beautiful dishes and beautiful glasses. But the lighting is very specific. The lighting definitely has that sort of that Edison bulb look to it, and more casual dining rooms. But I'm seeing a lot of, in a lot of the magazines for 2016, they're showing the return of a specific, a formal dining room, just done more casually. So I think that's another trend. Here's another one of a sideboard, and the sideboard doubles as a bar. It has the look of a chest, if you will, and it's paired with a round mirror, so I see that. I'm seeing lots of articles and pictures here of beautiful dishes, whether it be pottery or fine china, or mixing them. The table set seems to be a kind of a big deal. I wonder if it's inspired by that. If you, anybody watches that PBS series, Downton Abbey, most of the scenes surround around the dining table. So a lot of the pictures that I have from the different trade magazines are dining rooms, more than I've seen in the past couple of years. So they're predicting that the dining room, eating in the more formal room, it has come back, formal dining rooms, but done more casually. This magazine also talks about bedding, how important bedding is this year, and beautiful bedding, linen. I see lots of linen. I see a lot of neutral colors with pops of blue and teal. Let's go into bathrooms a little bit and see some of the trends that I see for bathrooms here. I have a lot of pictures cut of bathrooms, and bathrooms, for the most part, again, are white and very clean. I'm seeing lots of beautiful tile, whether it be sort of a hex 1920s white tile or a beautiful slate-looking gray tile on the floor. I'm seeing a couple of trends here for bathrooms, and that is two vanities or two sinks in master bathrooms, but that each vanity is its own space, so they're his and hers or what have you vanities, and that instead of a big sheet mirror, that each vanity has a single mirror in front of it with some beautiful lighting. I am seeing a lot of chrome this year. I see a lot of chrome finish. I'm seeing beautiful vanities with a Carrara marble on top. And then in this case, I'm seeing the vanities are painted black. I see a lot of black, white, and gray in bathrooms in most of the periodicals here. In this particular example, there's sort of a slate gray tile on the floor. And then there are two vanities. There's a big area, and each vanity has a light on each side of it and an individual mirror. So two separate vanities and with a sink in each. Then as I'm looking to the furniture section, I'm seeing lots of leather, a return to leather. This happens to have a sort of a white or oatmeal color linen sectional with lots of blue and teal throw pillows. And then two freestanding chairs in leather, but the chairs are very square, very pared down. And they're done in that sort of catcher's mitt, sort of a really rich chestnut color leather, not brown, but sort of like a butterscotchy color leather, which I saw a lot in the stores when I was shopping with clients this week in the stores. I was seeing a lot of that more butterscotch color leather with navy blue, which is a really nice combination. Let's talk about accessories. This one talks about the Parker collection, looking for eco-friendly meets elegant. Lots of natural materials. I'm seeing wood that's distressed back in again. I'm seeing lots of woven sort of rope-looking baskets, lots of neutral elements. I see pops of citrus green with navy blue together, which is a really nice combination. And I see wood accents. Everywhere I look, I see natural elements in wood. In this example, they have a focal wall in a living room, and the focal wall, the wall itself is actually wood. It's just wood that goes up the wall, natural wood. I do have a company called Johnson Hardwood. They were a guest on Modern Design back in 2015, and they have a division of their hardwood floor company that just does accent walls, and I'm going to have them on again in 2016. But here, as an example, the living room has one wall. Now that's just wood, and that's a great thing to do if you have a large room and there's no fireplace or big window, a real focal point. You can create a focal point with something like wood, putting wood on the wall. It's a very sharp look. It's a very unfinished looking wood, but it's a real sharp look because it creates a visual point. This periodical shows beautiful wine glasses. These happen to be monogrammed wine glasses. And all the dining sets that I'm seeing have really nice, high-quality-looking wine glasses, flatware, and dishes. Less formal, but very good-looking. And again, lots and lots of navy blue, light gray, and beige. Taking a look at some throws here. Throws seem to be very big, I guess, because they're predicting that we'll have those next couple of months are going to be not as warm as they've been. Lots of throws for couches and chairs with geometric patterns, again, in grays, blues, and tans. And definitely every fixture I see, lighting fixture, is pretty much an orb or a clear fixture with a bulb inside, and the bulb is a decorative bulb. All right, we're up to commercial, and we'll be back shortly with the last 15 minutes of Modern Design 2, 2016 Trends.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, talking about trends for 2016, things that you can try this year to make your house look more updated, more stylish, and so on. All right, let's take a look at window treatments and see some of the things that I'm seeing for 2016. It says some of the most popular colors for window treatments here are ivory, natural, charcoal, it gives me sort of an orange coral color here, and navy. So on trend, I'm going from a variety of sources, and I'm really getting consistency in terms of color. It talks about hardware being smaller this year and a variety of finishes. I see a lot of silver finishes. I see black as a distressed black or an iron look as a finish. Definitely see chrome as a finish and brass. And it says here, finishing touches. Add sophistication or drama to your drapes by hanging them on a high-quality rod in a range of casts, including antique iron, stainless steel, and cast brass. So I guess brass is coming back this year. So I wonder if people are going to be reluctant to use it because a lot of us have spent a number of years getting rid of all our degolding our houses, as I say. But it shows brass as going to be a popular color for hardware for window treatments. Then it talks about drapes in particular being popular this year. Panels, single panels, straight unadorned panels that are either hung with grommets or done with rings. And it shows here that the linen look, whether it be actual linen or faux linen, are going to be a popular look for the upcoming year. I also see them showing Dupiani silk for a more formal look being popular. It says here, look for colors like Blue Dawn, which is sort of a teal, platinum, which is like a charcoal gray, brownstone, which is like a grayish, if you will, combination of gray and beige, Lagoon, which is a navy, and ivory. So a lot of different sources here are all sort of giving us the same color palette. It says also look for tie silk, and that's that silk that has that sort of classic line running through it. Lots of iron. I see lots of, as much as there is silver finishes, I see lots of black iron. What I don't see is that oil rub bronze. I don't see a lot of the brown finishes. Also popular in 2016 are shades, and we've talked about that a lot in modern design. You're going to see a lot of very straight shades here and shades that are done with pattern. I see shades for the windows that are solid, and I see solid white shades here, and then sort of a warmer, creamier white. I see shades done with sort of an outline of color. I see them done in like a charcoal gray and navy, and then I see shades that are done with geometrics on top. Gray with a white trim, and then a navy blue with a lighter blue trim. Definitely. It also says that damask is back as a pattern, classic damask, in addition to the graphics. And definitely a lot of texture. I'm seeing so many drapes that have some sort of a simple texture without a pattern. This periodical also says look for yellow to be a strong accent color this year. I see a lot of pops of yellow as well as pops of orange. It also talks about having furniture be more practical. I'm seeing a lot of mud rooms that have a bench and built-in storage. This one talks about lanterns and light fixtures. The classic bell jar is still very much in style. This one happens to talk a little bit about bedding is going to be beautiful this year. High quality bedding, upholstered headboard. This is something very nice. It has an upholstered headboard that has a return. I talked about instead of the upholstered headboard just being one flat surface, this one has very, very small, but they have sides that come up. It's sort of a rich sort of parchment beige color. And the return on either side has grommets in it. And very traditional looking. The grommets look to be done in sort of maybe an iron or a more of a neutral color finish. And then the headboard is tufted. And the bedding, most of it is white, but the top has some sort of, looks like poppy flowers. And really, really prettily done. Lots of natural inspired elements. I see succulents as far as plants as a popular accent. The snake plant is a popular live plant to have in a house, if you know what a snake plant is. I definitely see all the flooring that I see for 2016 has sort of a gray tone to it. I have yet to see in any of my trade magazines floors that are just a very dark floor like we were seeing. The floors all look matte. Some of them look sort of a washed look. A lot of the floors look like the boards are uneven, and I wonder if that's a trend that the boards are different widths. And there's a mix of stained furniture with painted pieces. This one says time to get cozy, and it shows accents and pillows done in bright colors like orange, yellow, and navy blue. So it seems that the base pieces of furniture are going to be gray or gray and beige, and then pops of very bright colors for 2016. I don't think that's changed too much since last year. This article is talking about the return of the sectional. It shows a picture of a neutral color sectional with a linen look to the fabric and very simple lines. So a lot of consistency there as far as that's concerned. Let's see what else we can find here. White as a color for kitchens. White as a color for bathrooms continue to be a trend. And then strong pops and accents. This says use accents such as peridot green, teal, orange, or navy blue to pair with the white. So that looks very nice. Here's another picture of a dining room. It's showing very pretty dishes, but sort of a pottery-inspired dish. It's showing upholstered chairs. No head chairs. That's one thing I didn't see this year. I didn't see head chairs on the table. It's upholstered chairs on each side. I've seen in most of my trade magazines for 2016 that the chairs are just on each side, and they're either benches on each side or they're chairs just on each side. No armchairs. All the chairs I've seen are side chairs. It's showing Benjamin Moore's. A lot of these rooms are showing, Sherwin-Williams, pure white, SW7005. So Benjamin Moore's color of the year is simply white, and Sherwin-Williams' color of the year is pure white. So a lot of white, white on the trim. Again, I'm not recommending the white on the walls. I like it as a trim color. But a lot of grays, a lot of soft, light grays on the wall. And the color in this case is all in the accessories. So definitely a trend. All right, well, we're at the end of our hour. I hope I threw a lot out at you today, so I hope I gave you a lot of good ideas. And I'll see you as I do each Wednesday at 10 o'clock live here in studio at 100 in Chamber Radio with Modern Design and Modern Design 2. Thank you all, and have a terrific week. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Melody Marquette.
One of the boats had engine failure, drifted into Iranian waters. The Iranians picked up both boats, as we have picked up Iranian boats that needed to be rescued.
The Pentagon says the 10 U.S. sailors who had been held by Iraq are now free. Vice President Joe Biden tells CBS this morning that the U.S. did not apologize to Iran for the boats coming into Iranian waters.
When you have a problem with the boat, you apologize the boat had a problem? No. And there was no looking for any apology. Okay. This was just standard nautical practice.
The Navy sailors were in two small boats traveling from Kuwait to Bahrain when they were detained by Iran's Revolutionary Guards yesterday and questioned overnight. Shortly after the word of the situation broke, Iran's foreign minister reportedly told Secretary of State John Kerry that the sailors would be released promptly. Their capture came just days before the landmark deal on Iran's nuclear program is due to take effect. This is USA Radio News.
Of all the people running for president this year, only one has actually defended your right to keep and bear arms in the nation's highest courts. When Washington, D.C. tried to strip its residents of their rights under the Second Amendment, Ted Cruz assembled a coalition of 31 states to support those rights. Action, not talk. That is Ted Cruz. Isn't that what you want from a president?
The Victory 2016 Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes.
Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
One conservative commentator is calling the president's final State of the Union a failure. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
One conservative critic of President Obama said the State of the Union address was little more than a lecture of America. Scotty Nell Hughes told USA Radio News, the president almost treated the American people like disobedient.